What Facebook actually means when it says privacy. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. We've heard a lot lately about Facebook's big pivot to privacy. In fact, this week's Facebook Developers Conference, F8, was referred to by some as Privacy Palooza. But there are different kinds of privacy. Facebook is talking about moving from a big, messy news feed into a messaging platform that combines Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and Instagram, and lets you chat one-on-one or with smaller groups instead of broadcasting to so many people. It is private in the sense that the messages themselves will be encrypted, so no one can read them.
But that does not mean we're not going to have some data about you in order to utilize our platform.
Carolyn Everson is vice president of Facebook's global marketing solutions. She works with advertisers. And she told me they'll still get data.
We know your basic profile information to the extent you fill that out. We might know your name and your birthday and where you're from and maybe where you went to school or where you work. All of that information can be utilized to help advertisers reach their target audience, but never personally identifiable information. We are giving people the opportunity to tell us whether or not they want Facebook to use their off of Facebook activity. What that essentially is going to allow people to do is tell Facebook, I do not want you to utilize any information about a website or an app that I have been to, or I'm actually comfortable mm-hmm. with you utilizing that information from Uber or Lyft, because by you having that information, I will get a more relevant advertising experience.
Just to be super clear, I will still have to go and change those settings so that I'm not sharing by default.
You would have to go in and go to your off of Facebook and clear that history, correct? You would have to go in to do that.
Isn't it going to be confusing to people if the message from Facebook now is that the company is focused on privacy, when really what you mean is just private messaging, and all of the sharing defaults are going to stay the same? And behavioral economists say we tend to adopt the default. Is that a bit of a mixed message for people?
I think our message is very clear, which is we are going to build messaging services that people will be able to keep their messages private. I think we're going to continue to evolve our privacy tools and controls, and we understand the importance of this to people across the board and in every country we operate in. You know, the foundation of trust that we have or we have to earn back in certain places is predicated upon people feeling comfortable that what they do on our platforms is safe and secure. And that is the number one most important strategy of the company. Yes, you're right. The execution of it, the next evolution is around private messaging. But that does not mean that we're not focused on privacy across the board in terms of giving consumers more control.
Carolyn Everson is vice president of Facebook's global marketing solutions. And now for some related links. Here's a little more information on that clear history, or apparently, as it's been renamed, off of Facebook tool that Carolyn Everson was talking about. At last year's F8, almost exactly a year ago, Mark Zuckerberg announced this clear history tool that was supposed to let you nuke all the information Facebook had on you. It was supposed to let you see any information that outside apps or websites had collected, thanks to Facebook cookies that track you across the web, or all those times you use Facebook to log into whatever sketchy app somewhere. And in theory, you'd be able to turn off that tracking in the future. The tool was supposed to roll out within months of that announcement, but earlier this month, Facebook said it would be delayed to more like fall. And I have to say, I found it very interesting that the feature is now being called off of Facebook and not clear history, because it makes me wonder, are we going to be able to clear our history? I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see if the tool ever shows up at all. And also related to Facebook, the FTC is expected to announce some kind of settlement with the company. Maybe it's happening right now while you're listening to this. The FTC has been investigating whether Facebook violated a 2011 agreement in which it promised to better protect user privacy. According to Politico and the New York Times, the new settlement could make Facebook create new roles inside the company for people focused specifically on privacy. And some of those roles might have to be approved by the government. There would also apparently have to be a privacy committee inside Facebook that could include some board members. And that's all in addition to what could end up being something like a $5 billion fine. But that still leaves me with one question. Since it sounds like Facebook means one thing when they say privacy, and users and advertisers and possibly federal regulators mean a totally different thing, whose definition of privacy will actually win? Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Eve Tro is our senior producer. Sarah Bruguer is our engineer. I'm Molly Wood. Have a great weekend. This is APM. Not everyone gets a chance to learn about the economy in school. Marketplace helps you continue your education in a way that's smart, accessible, and hopefully a little bit fun. Your donation is not only an investment in your own learning, but also in helping us make more people smart about the economy. And that's good for everyone. To learn how you can help, visit marketplace.org/investors. And thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.